Lady Beaver golf team is continuing to improve here. And yesterday they were at Cimarron, and they continue a busy track coming up here. We'll get to that here in a little bit with Coach Hayes. But we got Junior Miley Depperschmidt here on the show. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. Thanks again for joining me here. You've been at the varsity competitions here this year, and how's that gone for you?
So far, it's been pretty good for me. I think I'm doing a lot better than I have been in last year and my freshman year.
All right. And, you know, yesterday you went down to Ulysses, got the old 18 holes in, and how was that course for you?
Long. That course was pretty long.
Well, it can be a pretty challenging course, can it?
Very much so.
But, you know, what are some things that you've learned maybe that you've done better at this year?
Definitely keeping my head down, like, when I'm hitting, and looking in front of the ball instead of, like, behind the ball when hitting.
All right. And so I know that that can be pretty tough. And how tough is it to, you know, if you have one bad hole, you got to go to the next hole there. How tough is it to put that hole behind?
Depending on how you look on it. Like, I always just, like, look on it like, it's just one hole. Like, just have fun with it instead of, like, worrying about every single shot. Just have fun with golf. Like, if you don't have fun with it, I feel like it just can be a dragging sport.
Well, you've had a busy schedule already this year with golf meets. I think you're about halfway through. I think four meets in, I think. Is that about right? Wow. Halfway through. And have you noticed the improvement? Does it feel like you've had that or noticed that improvement from meet one to meet four?
Yes.
It's been a lot cooler, too.
Yesterday was pretty cool. I feel I was in a hoodie all day. So
okay. And when you go to these meets, you're, of course, with some other players. And what's that like, maybe some of the other from some of the other schools?
I like being with the other people. Like, they're just, you can be with, like, new people or be people that you've had in the past. Like, it's just a nice experience to learn something new every day and, like, making those connections with other people.
All right. So, well, Miley, good job so far this year, and good luck to you coming up throughout this season.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Once again, Junior Miley Depperschmidt joining us here. We'll headset over to another person making her debut there in Rebecca Walter. Did I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And freshman, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing all right. Thank you. And, of course, you're one of the newcomers to golf. What made you decide, I want to go play golf?
I have a friend in golf, and me and my dad played a few times before, and I thought it was pretty interesting.
All right. And, you know, you've had a few meets, I believe, playing some JV. And how have you done in those so far?
I actually have only played – I've only played once so far.
Okay.
And I did okay, and this was during the Oakley tournament, but it was, like, kind of confusing for me because the course is, like joined together on hole 8 and 4.
Okay. Yeah, and you're kind of right off the highway, and hopefully nobody honked while you're in your swing.
Oh, yeah.
But how'd you feel like you played on Monday?
I feel like I could have played better, but after all, it was my first meet, and it just kind of like I need to focus a little bit better.
Okay. What are some of your strengths that you feel like you have?
I feel like some of my strengths are trying to, like, fix where I hit, like, aiming.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what would you like to see as you kind of go throughout this season?
I would like to be better about putting and my irons.
Okay. I know putting, it feels like you're just right there and that hole's not too far away, but can it be frustrating when things just don't go your way out there?
Oh, yeah. Really, yeah.
But what do you do to try to, you know, move on to the next hole?
I just try to tell myself, like, it's just one hole. Like, I can always try and do better in the next hole.
All right. So hopefully you continue to improve and get better throughout this season, Rebecca. And thanks again for joining us here on the show. And, you know, first time on the radio, not too bad, huh?
Yeah, not too bad.
All right. Well, you did a good job. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Rebecca Walter joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware as we talk with Coach Dakota Hayes. Yesterday, he took three of the golfers to Ulysses here. And, Coach, I think, was it just 1 week of varsity competition this week for you?
No.
Oh.
Well, The Oakley tournament was varsity, but I went ahead and took the JV just to get them some varsity experience and just see. I'm looking for that fourth to get up there, and hopefully, you know, I was hoping that they'd play well and give us that look at a fourth player to possibly be able to turn in a team score at the end of tournaments. But they're all improving. They're all playing well, and so that's really all you can ask for.
Absolutely. Yesterday you took three up to or down to Ulysses there, and I just kind of looking at some of the scores, I think you have to pretty ecstatic about how much they've improved from meet one to meet four.
Yeah, no, you know, those girls are always constantly wanting to go to the range and try to fix this and try to fix that, and you know, that's a two-edged sword right there, because sometimes you can overcoach, and you know, especially in golf or anything like that, and overcoaching tends to overload the brain a little bit, and then they start getting frustrated and all that kind of stuff. But they've worked hard, and they're starting to reap the benefits. And heck, I think Lexi played one of her best rounds yesterday. I mean, shooting as well as she did, she was making beautiful contact. You know, it's just reading the greens a little bit, and their greens are a little different than the ones we played on before. Some are fast, some are slow. Of course, when we started playing in that thick fog, and the grass was really, really wet, and so it's going to make those balls fly not as far and roll not as fast, and so that was frustrating a little bit to them in the beginning, but they all came around and ended up playing pretty well.
Well, I think it's a good measurement as well for your team there to play in those kind of conditions, because you're going to get in October where that ball's not probably going to travel as far, or it's going to be a little cooler and a lot more moisture in the air when you get to early October there.
Yeah, no, it's completely, I mean, heck, we could be playing in the snow, we could be playing in the rain, we could be playing in all conditions, you know, in one day like we did at Goodland last year, and it's just one of those things where, you know, hopefully the cards are in your favor, and you just keep your nose to the grindstone, and you just keep working hard and keep playing.
Yeah, you had Brittany there just outside the top 15 as well yesterday, and that's going to be pretty exciting. She's staying consistent, and Miley's continuing to get better. And where do you think they are maybe, or where are some things that maybe they need to do to kind of continue to make that turn in the right direction?
You know, it's one of those things where they just got to keep going. It might get frustrating a little bit, but just understand that we're there trying to do better and all that kind of stuff, and hopefully they get a good shot at the end, and depending on where we're at in the classifications, we could be going to Goodland for regionals, or we could be making a long trek to Wellington. So
but yeah, we're always used to traveling out here though.
Yeah,
so.
You know, it's one of those things. We move up to that 4A division. It seems like they always want to send us back east. So,
yeah, we could have a long debate about that.
We
but,
could.
We're running out of time. I'm kidding, you know. But yeah, and what's next for you guys, meet-wise?
Meet-wise, I'm taking the JV to Colby for their JV meet tomorrow. Monday we go to the Colby varsity tournament. Next Tuesday we have our home JV tournament.
Yeah.
Next Thursday, we have our varsity tournament.
All right.
So it's another busy week, 3 days. I'm excited for them. And they're all going out there. They're having fun. They're playing. They're showing some emotion, which to me, that means that they care. You know, if you're not getting frustrated, that means that you just don't care.
Yes.
And with them getting frustrated, it's a good thing, but it's also a bad thing.
It's one of those double-edged swords.
Yep.
But, I think it's really been fun watching their improvement, and just it's kind of amazing so far. I mean, really what they're doing.
Yeah, no, it is. For Lexi, you know, she had a terrible day at Goodland, and for her to turn it around and play as well as she did, and I even bumped her up to play with the twos, and she was with them, and heck, I think there was a couple holes on short par threes that she's the only one that drove the ball on the green.
Wow.
And so for her to get that confidence a little bit, to show her that, hey, this is the caliber that you can play, you know, I know that, and hopefully now she knows that.
Absolutely. Once again, Coach Dakota Hayes joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. We talk girls golf here and continue their busy slate tomorrow and even into next week as well. Thanks again for the time, Coach, as always here, and good luck to you guys throughout the next week.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.